This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So, you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
I know you wanted to ask CeeLo about this Chris McMonagle C-Mac interaction that you had prior to the show this morning as he was leaving and you were coming in.
Yeah.
There was a little bit of a spat. I don't even know the details of it myself, so I'm excited to hear.
Excited to hear it. But he did something that really annoyed me, and it does annoy me on a daily basis. And this morning it happened, you know, and I'm getting here. I'm trying to get to work. I'm trying to be able to park, and I'm trying to get into the building. And So you know, he comes out sauntering out with his big old sheet with a number on the back of it. It's a Yankee jersey, right? Just got done with his overnight, and I know he's tired and everything else, and kind of saunters over to his car, and I'm sitting there waiting. Now I have to make a decision. Do I parallel park, or is he going to get out so I can just pull in? And he's like sitting in the car, and I'm sitting there, and he's got to see the car that was sitting there. You know, I'm sitting right here. And I'm going to give him a chance to get in the car, turn it on, back up, and get out. But no, he's got to sit in his car. I don't know if he's got, like, water jugs with him or whatever. And he's got to put it all down. He's got to look at himself in the mirror before he leaves. And I'm like, what the F is he doing? Like, he knows I'm sitting here.
Yeah.
And I'm beeping the horn. Right? I'm like, come on. Let's go. What are you doing? And this is the same thing that happens, like, sometimes you go to a... You know, like you go to a Whole Foods parking lot or something.
Yeah,
or,
people
or
just Citarella, sitting in there. Yeah,
or Citarella, right. and it's packed because you know everybody's there, and you're waiting for a spot. You see somebody come out, they put their stuff in the car, then they get in the car, start the car, and they just sit there. And you know what they're doing? They're checking their phone. Is what they're doing. Everybody's checking their phone. Everybody wants to see, and I'm sure McMonagle wanted to check his ex account to see if anybody posted anything towards him and his show and everything. I'm like, I got to go to work. You got to go home. Move your ass and let's go. And I'm telling you, I'm just sitting there.
No, I know.
Because if I would have known he was going to sit in there and do nothing.
You'd find another spot.
No, I would have paralleled.
Oh, okay.
I would have paralleled parked. But since I saw him come out, didn't say anything to him, watched him get into his car, and then he just takes his time, and then he turns his car on. I could see, you know, the brake lights come on and everything. I'm like, okay, he's going to back up. Then it's like another 30 seconds. I'm like, what the F is he doing?
How are
just
you?
Just back up and get the hell out of there.
How are you as a Palo Parker? You can nail it.
Oh, great. I'm awesome.
See, I
shocker.
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, why don't you just take that advantage? You know, bang,
because,
bang, bang, bang,
you know
bang.
Why? Because I got to assume, and I remember telling Gunnar and Sydney this, look, you just got to kind of anticipate what the opposing driver's doing here.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking that, you know, he's a man. He's going to get in his car. He's going to back up, and he's going to leave. But that wasn't the case.
Yep.
He was doing, I don't know what the hell he was doing. And I think he was probably checking his phone. It's probably what.
Probably.
So I beat the horn twice. No movement.
Come
beep
on.
It again.
No movement no after movement. Two beeps?
And I finally get out and I said, move the goddamn car! You know, and he's, and he's like, nothing. And I'm like, hey, stupid! You know, and you got the UPS guys over here all laughing. I got the guy, the security guy downstairs. He's coming to the door like, is there going to be a fight out there or something? And then finally, literally it had to be, it probably was a minute and a half worth of time.
Okay.
But it feels like a long time.
Sure. Especially when you're trying to get into work. You got the sports minutes. You got things you got to do.
But it's even that, like when you go to like Whole Foods or when you go to Marshall's or something like that, and you wait.
I don't go to either one of those places.
Target. You're trying to get into a parking spot, and you got a good parking spot.
Yeah.
And somebody gets to their car and they just sit there and they don't move.
No, I'm the exact.
How annoying
is it
that?
Is. I'm the exact opposite of that. I actually have a similar situation. And I don't know if have you been to Disney recently?
But when recently.
So there's, when the place is packed, there's only like certain places where you could sit down and eat.
Oh, yeah.
And then someone, and people are like waiting with their trays for someone to get up. And then someone's totally done with their food. You know that they're done. Their kids are done. There's just crap all over the thing. And they're just sitting there at the table like this. Scrolling through their phones, and you're like, get up, so I can sit down,
exactly.
And you go somewhere else.
Exactly.
You don't need to tell. You don't need to go to the anymore.
You know what? That's the same type thing. Of situation.
Yep.
Yes.
Yep. Get up.
It's enough. I mean,
stop being a jerk.
I'm like, what is CeeLo doing? I mean, CeeLo, yeah. What is C-Mac doing?
Yeah.
I mean, what do you think he was doing? Probably looking at his phone.
Oh,
right?
I'm sure. Yeah. Absolutely. And I think you're right. Probably scrolling the timeline, checking the mentions. How was the show received? People are probably tweeting him about the Evan Roberts audio we're
getting
into.
Fan. Everybody's probably in love with his take on the Yankees this morning, whatever the hell it was. I mean,
overreaction Friday, game one of the season. That's what it was.
Right. But so, but you guys all understand the annoyance of something.
Yes, we are all with you on this.
And that's the thing. I deal with that at least 3 or 4 times a week, I feel like.
Mm. See, I think I normally would come to his defense, but it's 5:30 in the morning. He's probably not figuring someone's waiting. But once you honk the horn multiple times.
Dude, I'm sitting right there.
Well, I could see him being oblivious if he's in his phone. But when you hear the horn, you got to look up and see what's going on.
Get into his car with that big sheet that he was wearing. Whatever that thing was.
It's a jersey.
That thing was enormous.
Yeah, well, he's a big man. So are you.
Yeah, I know. But that, I mean, it was enormous.
So you wore your Yankee sweatshirt today.
And I'm like, okay, good. He's going to get in his car. He's going to. Then he started it and he sat there.
Yeah. Well, he learned his lesson today.
And now I got to make a decision. Do I, because you know what's going to happen. I go over to Parallel Park. He's going to move. You know what I'm saying? You know that's going to happen.
Of course. Yep.
Oh, God. It just annoyed me this morning. So.
Well, all right.
Got it off my chest.
That's what we needed.
I'm good now.
We needed to get that out.
What does it take to change the course of lung disease? It takes groundbreaking research in pursuit of new therapies. It takes the world's leading experts in complex pulmonary conditions focused on restoring patients' quality of life. It takes visionaries to improve treatment options for even the most advanced disease. To lead lung care forward across our region and the world, it takes Temple Health.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Kickstart your new year with a rewarding career at the HK Group. HK is the leader in heavy construction and contractor site materials with over 80 locations across Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware. HK offers a wide range of opportunities, including heavy equipment operators, CDL drivers, mechanics, site supervisors, engineers, and project managers. 100% paid benefits designed to promote healthy living, financial stability, and career growth. The HK Group does not discriminate. Apply today at hkgroup.com. It's your future opportunity.
All right, CeeLo, what is happening over there?
All right, brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. So yesterday morning, you guys ID'd Jerry as saying baseball is his companion, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Specifically
yeah.
his summer companion.
Yeah, he loves it.
He claimed fake news on. So as we go along here, I will integrate two gentlemen who work at this radio station, one for each team, Mets and Yankees, where I think that absolutely applies as the regular season is now officially underway. Let's begin with the Yankees. And I don't know if you guys heard, but Aaron Boone was on to begin the midday show
yes,
at AT&T
yes, yes.
live at the stadium.
I know that was. I didn't hear this, so I just want to ask you a question.
Yeah.
Do they refer to Aaron Boone as Boone?
BT 100%.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
does.
Yeah. Yeah. I've heard him do it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
No. I mean, in this particular interview, it's opening day. He's the manager of the Yankees.
I think it's better than 50-50 that he does.
Tell you what, I will go back and investigate that. And
okay.
I will get you that answer for next hour. And I do promise this will be the lone Boone clip I play for today. But it leads into what ended up happening in the game.
The biggest thing I like for my players is to kind of get into the normalcy of the season. So whether that's getting your first hit, making your first play, driving in a run, like you want to just get settled so you get into the routine of the season, and then we go find out how good we're going
to
be.
All right, makes sense. And Austin Wells took that to heart quickly yesterday, giving Dave Sims a chance to get into his first official home run call.
Peralta from the third base side of the rubber, 2-0. Pitch swung on, high drive right field. Line drive going back and reaching up. It is gone! A home run! Austin Wells, and what a start to the 2025 season for the New York Yankees. Hey now,
there you go, Dave.
Right,
here
like
on
it.
The fan,
yeah,
plenty
like
of energy,
it.
You know,
very smooth. Yep, yeah. I like it.
And it wasn't a no doubter, but no, you know, no hesitation in his call. So he's on top of it.
So is this hey now thing? Is that his thing?
I think so.
I guess it's gonna be. Yeah,
we'll find out. I think it has been.
We'll find out. We'll play the Volpe home run at some point. We'll get you that answer.
Okay.
You know? So early home runs from Wells and Anthony Volpe, and Carlos Rodon overcame a. We'll call it trip and fall, covering first base on a play where
Paul Goldschmidt how about delay trip and fall?
Delay trip and fall?
Seems like a thing that Yankee pitchers do.
Well, at least he did eventually get over there, unlike Garrett
Cole.
But
it's amazing that you got, delay. He delayed.
But he got there.
I don't know. Joe Buck and Joe Girardi said he didn't do the right thing.
Okay. But also,
they were intimating that.
Fine. But perhaps part of the delay was because Paul Goldschmidt was right there and probably should have just taken
the
ball.
Can't assume anything. Come on, CeeLo. You know that. They do these drills every day.
Yeah. Uh-oh.
Yeah, we have. I think he's had enough. He doesn't do this when I rip him because he knows I'm right. But when you rip him, he wants to call up to defend himself. Chris McMonagle is on the line. Hey, C-Mac, how you doing, man?
Hey, what's going on, guys? How are you?
I'm doing great. You got
it's good to talk to you, Boomer.
I mean, you know, you are unbelievable. How long does it take you to get in the car, back up, and get the hell out of there?
Okay. A couple things. One, I want to admit, I think you described the situation perfectly. You didn't exaggerate. You said about 90 seconds, maybe. And you also said, you know, that, it was like a parking lot. I'm not at Roosevelt Field on a Saturday afternoon. I'm not in like a busy parking lot. I walk outside to my car. It's 5:15 in the morning on a street where the parking becomes illegal in 45 minutes. I'm sitting there, and yes, I was on my phone. I like to listen back to the show. So I'm going through the Odyssey app to
pull up
my program to listen to the show back.
Self-absorbed.
I'm not self-absorbed.
No, you're listening to your show back. Yeah, you are.
I am listening to my show back.
All right. You said were.
It's 5:15 in the morning on the streets of Manhattan, and you mentioned you could parallel park. I look behind me. I look in front of me. There's spots all over the place.
No, in front of you, there wasn't a spot. Behind you, there was, and I could have parallel parked, but I'm waiting for you to leave. I didn't expect you to, you know, get in your car and just sit there, turn the car on, and not move.
For about a minute, not even.
No, 90 seconds. It was at least 90 seconds, at least. This is New York, man. We don't wait for anything. just move your ass and get the hell out of here and go home.
And then the honking of the horn. I don't know what it is. You're like two car lengths back, and how many people get dropped off in front of that building? I don't know what the car honking is for.
Well, that's why I had to get out and yell at you.
And then you did. You certainly yelled at me. Yes, you did. Yeah.
All right, see.
Let's just move. I mean, look, you're moving slow anyway. Let's pick it up, all right?
Yeah. It's a Gleyber Torres sheet, by the way. And I could have, I thought you were being playful for the most part when you came out yelling at me. I had no idea I'd upset you that much by sitting there for 45 seconds in the car on the streets of Manhattan at 5:15 in the morning.
That's what Siegfried said before he got mauled. I thought he was being playful.
I thought he was.
Yeah. All right. Well, now you know. So if that happens again, probably this is also a warning for you for the rest of your life, because you probably do this in other spots too. And you may not run into somebody as quite as kind as I am.
Yeah, I know. You were very kind to me, yes. and continue to be so. But look, like you said it perfectly. This is not Roosevelt Field Mall in a packed parking lot.
Yeah, but I'm stuck. Do I parallel park? Do I wait for you to get out? And I was going to give you a chance to get out because I know if I pulled up on side of you, you probably would have wet your pants or something. So I was being kind to let you back out and leave.
I put it in reverse for half a second, and I saw like the amount of room. I honestly did not think
that
it was someone waiting for me to move to get a parking space.
This is exactly what you did. You put it in reverse, and then you put it back in park, which is because you gave me the idea that you were actually going to back out, and you didn't. You duped me, and you don't even realize that you did it. Lack of self-awareness.
No, it isn't. I don't remember putting it back in park. I remember putting it in reverse and then still waiting a second
Maybe what you did is you put it in reverse and then you stepped on the brake. That's what you did.
Yeah.
All right. So here come the backup lights. All right, he's going to move.
Turn
the brake. He's not moving.
Yeah. Because when I put it in reverse and I saw the 35 feet behind me, I didn't even think who would bother me for a parking spot.
Well, C-Mac, you've learned your lesson here. Just say yes.
I did.
Okay, that's what I need to do.
I'm very, very sorry. I'm very, very sorry.
All right,
sorry.
I accept your apology. We're all good. We're all fine. And by the way, how big is that jersey you were wearing?
It's probably a triple X.
Okay.
All right.
Very good. I thought it was a little bit too big. That's all.
And
maybe. I mean, listen. When you wear the jerseys, I want to wear the sweatshirts underneath. I want to be, you know, it was cold today.
Yeah, I know. That thing was hanging down by your ankles.
Yeah, well, because that's the problem. Because I need, for the chest, I need the triple X, but I'm not that tall.
Yeah, I know.
So I'm mostly just big. I'm not that tall. So I should, if they had a big and tall shop, a big shop would be perfect.
Yeah. C-Mac, you have a great weekend, huh?
Oh, thank you. You guys do. Right, appreciate it.
Yeah, you're a thick some bitch.
If you're looking for C-Mac over the weekend, he'll be loitering in a Walmart parking lot in Warwick, New York. Just look through the cars and look for the biggest man that's sitting in the driver's seat, and you can find him.
I mean, just here's my word to everybody out there. Just get your car back out in a timely manner.
Yeah.
Don't like, he threw like me a changeup is what he did.
Had he ever been on the softball team, he would have known you weren't being playful. We'll just leave it at that.
Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.